When most people think of minimalism, their minds usually conjure up an image of 60s-style design, of expensive Scandinavian-style furniture placed sparingly in large loft-style apartments. There's probably a young couple in a pared-down designer kitchen, relaxing at the end of the day with a bottle of wine they've opened with a Philippe Starck corkscrew, both of them dressed in simple but stylish monochrome clothing. It all seems rather joyless, doesn't it? Especially when you consider that the essence of minimalism as a way of life that's being adopted by more and more people in the 21st century is the pursuit of our true passions by jettisoning things, both material and intangible, that are simply not serving us. In the years immediately after the global financial crash of 2008, there was a vogue for newspaper articles and TV programs about individuals who had divested themselves of their worldly goods and embraced a new life away from the excesses of their old lifestyles. The reports often focused on the contrast between their previous lives as, say, high-octane executives and their new, humbler circumstances, but failed to address the psychological journey these individuals had taken. Invariably, the former financier or stock trader would be quoted as saying that they didn't miss their old company car or executive credit card, and that life was better now, with fewer material possessions and more time to spend with friends and family. I'd argue that these articles and TV features only told half the story. They showed that the process of ridding yourself of many of the trappings of so-called success could be incredibly liberating. But they left readers and viewers with the impression that realistically, only a person on a six-figure salary has the means to implement such changes in their life. Minimalism is really about understanding what it means to have a meaningful life, one that's defined by our individual values. The philosophy is a simple one, and it can be extended to many areas of our lives, our homes, personal belongings, work, finances, relationships, our lives online, even our health. As we enter a new decade, the advocates for minimalism tend to be young people who look good in a black t-shirt and have a winning way with a TED Talk audience. But minimalism is a concept that can be adopted by anybody at any stage of their lives. It can help the college undergraduate who is starting to forge the values that will take him through a career, the young mother who is trying to keep her family's household clutter under control, and even the recently retired who are surveying their new lives. With its focus on conscious consumption, as opposed to unthinking, compulsive purchasing, minimalism also provides people with the psychological breathing space to consider how their retail choices are affecting the environment and themselves. The aim of minimalism isn't to part us from our most cherished possessions, to have us living in a bare, impersonal room with just a chair, table, and bed to call our own. More than a design aesthetic, minimalism is a way of life that allows us to strip away the clutter that gets in the way of us achieving our goals. It allows us to clarify our thinking and reduce the mental chatter so that we can gain insight into ourselves and set a course for the life that we really want for ourselves. Good habits for a good life. At its core, minimalism is about reestablishing what is of value in your life and letting go of everything that's not. It means focusing on what's important and recognizing what is nothing more than distraction. It means learning to listen to your own needs and investing in the greatest asset you'll ever own, yourself. Before we look at how you can improve your life, let's look at how you got to where you are today. First of all, where are you right now? Have you just grabbed 5 minutes to sit down at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee? If that's the case, it stands to reason that you're living in a warm, dry home where you're sufficiently on top of things to pay the gas and electricity bills. That's a considerable achievement.